I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to Wannabe, the podcast that takes you from where you are now to where you want to be in 30 minutes or less. I'm Imriel Morgan, founder of Content is Queen, a podcast community committed to amplifying diverse voices. Want to unleash your voice? Visit contentisqueen.org to discover our creator community and how we can take your podcast to the next level. Back to Wannabe. Season 6 is all about women in sport and fitness. Today, we're joined by the incredible Lirian Santos, a London-based Brazilian football freestyler and a powerhouse in content creation. With over 500,000 TikTok followers and Instagram followers and modeling gigs for brands like USA Pro and Nike, Lirian is revolutionizing how we see and engage with women's football. In this episode, we'll explore Lirian's entrepreneurial drive, which she credits to her parents who overcame discrimination to provide for their family. We'll also delve into her passion for freestyle football and her role in filling the significant gap of female content creators in the sport. From planning content days to embracing spontaneity, we'll get an insider's look at her creative process. Let's go. Who did you want to be before you became who you are today, and why?
So from very young, I've always had this like entrepreneurial mindset. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but from young I remember selling sweets with my sister, making like 200 quid in 2 weeks.
Nice.
Which for a kid, that's good,
that's a lot of money.
Do you know what I mean? I was gassed. I was like, oh, okay. And then things like that. And then during secondary school, I'd made plans to like start a skincare company, something like that. Just, do you know what I mean? Just random things. I didn't end up doing it, but like in my head it was always like, I don't know what I want to do exactly, but I want to be successful. Mm-hmm. And that was the end goal. Failure was not an option. And I feel like that mainly comes, I think, from seeing your parents work so hard. Like, my parents originally from Brazil. I was born there as well, but I came here when I was 3. And, you know, seeing your parents have to take on jobs that aren't considered worthy. Yeah. So, you know, my mum was a cleaner for a very long time. There would be stories where she'd come back crying. And, like, you see things like that. For example, she also did, like, babysitting. So one day a kid goes to her, like, I don't want you to be my babysitter. I don't like your skin colour. And says that. So like, imagine you seeing, yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
I know. And this is that? And this is what I'm saying. I know it's a little kid, but yeah, like that comes from your parents
from
and
somewhere.
Stuff like that. So like seeing your parents go through things like that just to make sure you've got what you need. For me, I never really knew what I wanted to do, but I knew I needed to be successful. And like, not because of, my motivation wasn't really the materialistic side of it. It was mainly like, look what my parents have done for me, it's my turn to give back. Although a lot of people would come up to me like, yeah, but Lirian, you don't need to feel that pressure. And even my parents themselves, like, Lirian, like, don't worry, like, it's okay. But deep down, it's like, no, I want to do that. And I don't see it as a bad thing. It's good to have a goal. If that goal is helping your parents, then what's wrong with that? Do you know what I mean? So like, yeah, I didn't have anything specific, but like, I was like, I got to do well somehow.
Success by any means.
Basically.
You are a Brazilian football freestyler.
Yeah.
And honest to God, until I found you and your content, I literally have no idea what that is.
I'm so dead.
It looks sick. How would you describe Brazilian football freestyle, or like even freestyle? Like, what is that? What is it?
What is it? Good how question.
How did you land in it in the first place?
Okay. So I've always loved football.
Yeah.
But in Brazil, it's very normal for people to play football in like a kind of informal setting, right? 1v1s, not everyone goes and joins a team where you've got structure and you learn about formation, this, that. For me, even though I came here very young, I still had that mindset, like where we would just play football for fun. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I only started playing for a team, I think, when I was 17. So I played for Dulwich Hamlet. That was like the first time I had that like structured side to football. It was fun. I really did enjoy it. But I also found it very limiting. When I play football, I like being creative, right? So I like doing skills and this. And that comes from the Brazilian side because it's like a known thing, Brazilian flair. You know, you see even like all the players. Brazilians are like known for the techie side of stuff, right? Skillful, whatnot. So yeah, I was playing for a team and I enjoyed it, but I also found like English football is so strict. It's like, if you do anything outside of what the coach wants you to do, It's like, you're doing too much, release the ball, release it, keep it simple. And I realized that. So I'm here playing and I'm like, okay, I'm finding this fun because obviously I love football, but it's actually taking away the fun of football.
It's limiting you in some way.
Yeah. Because I used to like, whenever I think of football, I'm like super happy. But like, I remember going to train and thinking, yeah, this is fun, but like, why can't I do the skills I want? I stuck to it, still love it, whatnot. Lockdown happened. A lot of people started doing what they loved and started even discovering new passions and stuff like that. I've always had the love for football, but because we couldn't train as a team, a lot of people doing a lot of solo sports. And I remember looking online and I literally just came across a couple of videos and thinking, oh, what's that? Like, they're doing like loads of skills. That's what I love doing. Like, do you know what I mean? Maybe I should try do something like that. So then I thought, look, there's a lot of men doing this. I've seen maybe like one girl in the UK, maybe two. That's not that many. And I've seen loads of like male content creators, freestylers. And I thought, you know what? There's a little niche here. Let me just see. I'm going to try and do some skills. If I can learn some stuff, then I'll film it. And if it does well, great. Started really falling in love with it. Had a lot of time on my hands, obviously. Like a lot of time. So I was just even in the garden practicing. Started to learn some skills and I was like, okay, it's not as hard as I thought it'd be. Let me start posting. And then I started posting it. A couple of videos started to blow up. My aim through the videos is to basically bring that happiness into football again, because I know football can actually be quite toxic. A lot of people, you know, they get into teams, then they get dropped. They don't know what to do. Their whole life, they've planned to be a footballer.
Yeah.
So like, it's to show as well, look, you don't need to be a professional footballer. You can still enjoy the sport in a different way. Maybe I'm not a professional footballer, but I have love for the sport and that's what I wanted people to watch the videos and feel. But yeah, the skillful, happy football vibe, I want to put that all into the videos, and that's how it happened during lockdown basically.
And it took off basically.
And it took off and it became a full-time job, which is crazy.
Which is wild, because what would your day-to-day look like? I mean, obviously you're content creating, so, but yeah, what is the routine?
I won't lie to you, I don't go every day 9 to 5 filming videos because that does get draining. And I love what I do so much that I would hate for it to become like a chore. I'll plan days for content. I'll be honest, I'm not a very organized person. So I wouldn't say that, you know, I write everything down and that's exactly what I'm going to film, because I actually find that sometimes the spontaneous content actually performs better. You should be a little bit organized just to know what you're going to film. But at the same time, don't like try and make it into like some corporate 9 to 5 where you've got to like, write, do you know what I mean? Like, chill, go film, see where the vibe takes you. And like, that's how I like filming my content, to be completely honest. But yeah, like I'll go out in the week, collab with a couple freestylers as well, and yeah, just see where it goes.
Speaking of collabs though, how does that come about? Are they reaching out to you? Are you reaching out to them? Is it two ways? Is it because there's just mutual respect for what you both are doing? And so you're like, yeah, let's do something together and just like post that. And that's it. That's like the whole end goal.
There's like a freestyling community in London. Well, worldwide, actually. But like, everyone knows each other already. When someone's not free, you ask someone else and they're like, yeah, 100%. Because you always have to be on it. Well, content is like that. Like, you can't take too much of a break. You've got to be like, okay, I've not posted for however many days. I've got to go film. So there's always going to be someone that's on filming. So yeah, it's just, there's a community and it's just, you just, yo, want to get some content? Yeah, let's go. Sorted. Done.
I love that there's so much willingness. It just seems like almost so easy.
Well, you got to do it, innit? Because like, if we are treating it like a 9 to 5 as if like a full-time job, you've got to actually put the work in.
I'm guessing it's a mix of you're posting content in the hopes that the content then leads to deals or partnerships or whatever. So when you're saying it's part of the job, it's part of the job that's like necessary to lead to the paid stuff, 100%. Essentially.
Yeah. Obviously, I do it for the love of it. But at the same time, you've got to pay your bills. You know what I mean? So you can't be a hypocrite. Yeah, you've got to do what you love, but you've got to make some willer as well.
Fair
so
enough.
Essentially, yeah, you've got to keep up with the content because that's how you get your partnerships. That's how you get your, you know, paid posts and whatnot. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Fair. Speaking of like collaborating, and you mentioned when you started out, there were, you only found like one or two people. It's not to say that there were only one or two, but it's just kind of what you could see and what was available to you at the time. One, has that changed at all? And then two, in terms of your collaborations, are you also actively seeking out like other girls and women to do this with? Has that become easier in the last, I guess, 3 years, because the pandemic was 2020 when you started?
I've seen way more, 100%. But even if it's just like getting into football in general or like football content creation, there's girls that do them playing FIFA, stuff like that. There's yeah, there's a lot more than, you know, like you said, 3 years ago. It is much easier to collab. I filmed a recent YouTube video with a friend, Adna. Shout out to Adna. And I met her in like a football event. And there's so many female ballers that I didn't even know about before. I was like, there's not that many girls that play football. Now there's such a huge community. And I don't know if it's always been there, but it's not been shown. Mm. And now it's like come to light.
Yeah, I would say certainly since the Lionesses rose to prominence, there's been more attention. It definitely feels like, yeah, the spotlight has definitely shifted, mm-hmm. or it's widened from the men's sport to the women's sport. So of course,
so good to see.
Naturally, you're going to have mm-hmm. more women that are playing the sport, not necessarily in the freestyle community, mm-hmm. but like just mm-hmm. are very talented with a ball. That's just the nature of playing football.
I knew I could play football. My parents were always super open to it. It was never like I could do it as a profession type of thing. Yeah, you can do it for fun and you can join a team or whatnot, but this whole representation thing is actually so important because I was saying I was very ambitious from very young and I wanted to do well, but also I wanted to do what I loved. But when you're growing up and you don't see anyone that does that, or like honestly, the only player I remember is Mata, which was a Brazilian football player. Other than that, I didn't know any other players. So it was a thing where it's like, I can do this for fun, 100%, but like, I can't become a football player. That doesn't exist. That job role isn't even a thing. How can I do something that doesn't exist? I remember that was one of the reasons actually as well. I like joined the team so late because I always feel like, oh, maybe if I had joined earlier, maybe I would have gone a different path. And I'm super happy with, you know, the path I've taken now, because I've always come back to football, which is the main thing, which I love. But it's so interesting. It really did show me how important representation is. It's so crazy.
Don't go away. We're about to get into the heart of how Lirion inspires the next generation of young girls to kickstart their dreams in football and beyond. Stay with us.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's get back to it. We talk a lot about this on the podcast because a lot of the times I am interviewing mostly women mm-hmm. who have just like entered paths. They're either the very first to do it or mm-hmm. they're one of very, very, very few women to do mm-hmm. it. And it's like, how did it even enter your mind that this was a possibility?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And sometimes it's because they've seen men do it and they're like, well, why can't I? Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't even know it exists, how can you conceive it?
Exactly.
And so it really takes like a lot of mm-hmm. a lot of forward motion on your part 100%. To be like, I am going to pioneer in this thing that I didn't even know was a thing. And I do think it is incredibly important that people can see or know that this exists. We've had a couple of footballers. We had Hope Powell, who was the former Lioness manager. And it's like, okay, yes, there's like traditional football, but mm-hmm. like, what if that's not for you? Or what if you just want to add your own style? Like, what is the path?
You literally said it all right there.
So, 100%. Yeah, I mean, now that you're in it and you're in the throes and in the mix of like doing what you love and what you're clearly very talented and good at, where would you like to see it go next?
The aim, I'd say, is probably, hopefully I'm doing a bit of that now, but I do want to inspire more girls, more people to get into sport, okay? Mm-hmm. Regardless of, like I was saying, if that's professional, if it's amateur football, if it's for fun, just fall in love with it, because it honestly is so good for you, for your mental health, for everything. So that's what I want to do. And ideally free content, but I'd like to think I'm trying to do that now. I remember talking to my agent, I want to do like a little documentary, like going around different countries and trying to inspire people through sport as well. I don't know, maybe a Lirion Santos documentary, going to different countries that are very football-centric. Imagine like getting them involved and like helping the community through sport. that's something I've always thought about, which would be amazing.
That sounds cool. I'd watch it.
You watch it?
I would, you know.
I'm going to do it.
I don't technically love football. Mm-hmm. I've definitely done a whole series around sport. And I'm like, football is not like my first love sport.
Fair enough.
But I have watched so many football documentaries and people talking about it. And actually, I think my interest in football has largely been because it's just like men kicking a ball on the field. I'm just not interested.
Fair enough.
But actually, since women's sport has become so much more prominent, I actively seek it out. Like,
amazing.
I follow football accounts. I follow football content creators who are women, because that actually, the reason I don't like the sport isn't because because it's men. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it just doesn't appeal to me.
It's relatable as well.
Yeah. But I think you're right. Like, having a documentary or just a bigger piece of content that kind of like dives into delves into the nitty-gritty of like even what stops people from getting into it, or like what are the avenues, because I guess if you're in a different country, yes, the UK is pretty good at like creating pathways for young girls and women, but maybe other countries just don't have that infrastructure.
100%. My main inspiration for that was actually going to the favelas in Brazil. I filmed my version of a documentary. You know, just got a camera, got a friend, started filming for YouTube, and it was just like interviewing people that live in the favelas and stuff like that. It's so inspiring to see that even with, I mean, not they don't have so much, but they still find a way to find the positives in life and stuff like that. And football does play a big role in that. Mm-hmm. And it's like I was saying, it's such a football-centric country. It really does change lives. People in the favelas, sometimes they pick between crime and football. So it was something that I looked at and I thought this would be so interesting, really go into. And I don't know, maybe show that to the world. And then also inspiring young girls, young kids to get involved in that, which is like, obviously women's football is growing so much, but still it could be
so much better.
So like stuff like that.
I wanted to get into you getting into freestyle, the skills development side of it. This is year three, or coming on to the end of your year three in doing this. Like, how are you finding out what skills to do, practice, learn? Are there like trends that suddenly someone's unlocked this like skill level and you're like, oh, that's the next wave, let's all try and do this?
Yeah, there are trends. I think with freestyle, obviously you can teach yourself new skills and stuff, but there's only so much you can do. Like, what do you want to see me do? Like jumping off a building doing kickouts? It gets to a point where it's like, okay, I've done this skill, I'm gonna try and learn this. Maybe. I feel like I started getting more into football content creation in general. Anything football related, I was there. Do you know what I mean? Because I think it opens more options for content that you can put out. So yeah, I still like try and learn new skills and stuff like that. But I also try and do like other videos, like random, you know, doing kick-ups with a lime or like a lemon, something like that. Something different, but still always football related, right? Yeah. There's another thing in Brazil called altinha, which is like a sport where basically you've got four people and you keep the ball up and they just add crazy skills. And it's not considered freestyling, it's a whole different sport, but I find myself like doing a lot of that as well. It's just anything football related, I just try and switch it up each time because I don't want the content to get boring.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know if I'd still call myself like a freestyler now. I do a bit of freestyle here, try and do some different football content. Yeah.
Totally makes sense. I think keeping it nice and broad.
Yeah.
As a content marketer in my mind, I'm like, yes, you want like the big picture and then you can also niche
you can
down.
Do a bit into, yeah.
Yeah. And like, it helps to have a niche because people are like, oh, that's what she does.
Yeah.
So we know. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, actually, we can see that she does more. It opens up the doors because, I mean, I've seen you do presenting. I've seen some of these like football interviews that you do with other people.
yeah, so it's like football.
Yeah, presented. and it's all within the kind of same sphere. It doesn't feel out of place or like, oh, why is she doing that all of a sudden?
Yeah,
it doesn't
I want to do like a bit of everything. Like I said, I've literally have so many plans that I want to do. So like, just narrowing it down to freestyle is like, it's cool, but like, I also like doing a bit of this and a bit of that. I have this little saying now called Brazilian style. So like, whenever I'm going to do a skill, I'll get someone to film. They're like, yo, Lirian, show me Brazilian style. So essentially Brazilian style is having a source within the football setting. So let's say someone chucks the ball, I'll do like a cool touch and then try and do a skill. I just call everything Brazilian style now. Like, I don't even call it freestyle, it's Brazilian style.
Trademark it.
Yeah.
Own it.
Brazilian style, yeah.
Lirian Santos. Tia. I also wanted to ask about your other passions. So football being a big one, but I had done some digging and discovered that you're also very talented in other ways and that you can in fact play like four instruments.
Oh my God, you did do some digging.
I did.
Okay, yeah,
you're
right. You are
a very talented musician as well, apparently. Talk me through music. Will it make a comeback?
You never know. Music and football were literally like, maybe football like that a bit higher. I had a lot of love for both of them. I think initially it was music. I was learning loads of different instruments. I could play the guitar, piano, drums. I was learning like violin at the time or something like that. My dad plays the guitar as well from very young, just always listening and being involved in, you know, the musical world. I did at a point want to become an artist. I do not know how to sing, so I don't know why I thought I could do that. But I just thought, you know what? Bare people do auto-tune. Why can't I do it?
I'm so dead.
Honestly, I cannot sing to save my life. I don't know why I thought that, but music was like my first love. And interestingly enough, my first ever video was me playing the guitar and doing kick-ups at the same time. So I kind of combined my two passions. And from that video was when I realized, oh, people are kind of like enjoying this. I posted on my private account. It wasn't even when I had decided to take the whole freestyle thing serious. I was like, I posted that and people were like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, what? Film more videos like this. And I was like, that seed was already planted. And then, you know, a couple months later, lockdown happened. I was like, I'm going to do it. I don't know why I stopped the whole music thing. I think just time. But like, and the nails, man. How can I play the guitar like this?
I don't know. I feel like music's going to come back for you.
You know what? Why not?
Because sometimes we all have like skills or passions. And when something feels like quite a big thing for us, sometimes it's not the immediate thing. It doesn't come up immediately. It just like circles back.
Yeah, yeah.
In interesting way. Like I was not a big talker. I went from communication, like really into like reading and talking, and then ended up with like monkeys and science. Sure. That's a whole aside. And then I like ended up back in communications again. So it does, like sometimes it just like rolls back around.
You
might find that actually the two can converge.
Yeah, you never know.
Even just watching your content, like music is a quite a big part of that as well.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah.
I literally spent like an hour picking the right song to go with the video, like 100%. So, there's still that musical aspect in there.
It's a big part of the thing. a big part of your life. And I think, yeah, if it was important to you, then it will come back. What are you working on getting better at right now? What is that thing?
Probably doing things when I don't feel like it. I need to work on that. Because sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm just not in the mood and I won't do it. And it's like, 100% it's important to take a break when you need it. But like, you can get yourself in a little cycle where you're just like, oh, really can't bother to come. No, you've got to push yourself. So like probably just be a bit more disciplined, especially like with content. I think not even that long ago I was just like, I'm not feeling motivated. I don't want to go out and film. And super valid, I know it's valid, but sometimes you just have to push yourself, because then once you're there filming, you're like, why did I stop? Do you know what I mean? So like probably just a bit more discipline,
getting through the mental block. Yeah, I know the feeling though.
Sometimes, do you know what I mean?
Sometimes you just need a break.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. But I tell myself that, and then like my break is going on for too long, so okay, I'm like, no. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's time to
start doing stuff. So yeah, if I've got like a mate that I can literally be like, we're getting content next week, I will not cancel. I will 100% do it. But if it's down to myself, like exactly that helps me so much. Like even gym, I've got a friend, and she'll be like, gym today at whatever time. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. It was by myself, I would not be going. So like that's just me being honest. I don't know why, but I work like that.
It's a tried and tested methodology. Like loads of people, even in business, have accountability partners who just say like, hey, you said you were going to do this thing, have you done it?
Yeah.
And it's like, I was expecting you to do this, or like a deadline, like having a deadline, like knowing that someone else is relying on you.
Exactly.
Sometimes it is just the motivation.
It's such a weird thing. I hate with my whole heart being told what to do. In school I used to struggle with that, like, why are you telling me what to do? Like, you're not my mom, like me. But at the same time, it's not having someone telling you, it's just having someone keeping you like accountable. It's basically that.
Even with my own motivation, and now I have a daughter and she's like tiny and 18 months and I want her to be an Olympian.
Oh my God.
Which is why this season exists, actually. I was like, I need to meet all of the women in sport so I know how to like channel her into these great sports. She's been a huge motivation for why I'm like exploring all of the options and like understanding how women get into this, and then like how people build sustainable careers in it. Because I think the biggest thing I've learned throughout the season and speaking to everyone I've spoken to is the biggest challenge was keeping it sustainable and so people can pay their bills. Like a lot of women are like going to World Cups, touring the world and then still having to take second jobs. I think it is definitely changing for a lot of the sports. From talking to you, even in the initial part of our chat, like being successful also means like you're not wanting really for anything and you can cover yourself. And
yeah, 100%.
Do you feel like you're on that path or you're already there now? Is there still steps to climb in terms of building sustainability from the career path that you're on?
I'm honestly really, really grateful for like where I'm at right now, 100%. I feel like it's human nature to always want more.
Yeah.
And although...
We all want more.
Yeah. although it's relatively healthy to, you know, set new goals and stuff like that, I think it's amazing. I've learned the hard way actually to just stop and appreciate everything you've done. The little goals you've achieved, it's really important. So like, I'm happy where I'm at right now, 100%. But
perfect.
Obviously, I set new goals every year, which is, it's important to also have.
I'm glad to hear it. That's what we like to hear.
Yes, amen. Let's go.
What is the best advice you've ever received and what is the worst advice you've ever received?
Oh my gosh. Okay, best advice, obviously, mumsy. Come on, shout out, mum. She always tells me to do things first and then talk about it rather than the other way around, right? So you're just gassing up, like, I'm going to do this, that, and tell everyone your plans, and then it might not happen and you're looking like a bit silly. Do you know what I mean? So she always taught me to be really ambitious, be excited for your future plans, but like, do it first, be kind of sure of it, and then talk to people about it. Like, not even in a gloating way, more like a motivational way. Like, yeah, you know, I've done this and whatnot. So probably that. She's very much like, you know, got to be careful with who you tell. You never know who's got like bad intentions or do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So probably, yeah, I'm probably going to say mumsy's advice. And the worst advice, I'm going to say, I've heard this and I just know it's not happened to me, but like, I know that just would be really bad advice. Any press is good press, something like that.
All press is good press.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
That to me, I don't rate at all. Like, just the way I am, I would not be able to have people just chatting about me in like bad
any
ways.
Kind of
Do
way.
You know what I mean? In any kind of way. Like, you kind of work hard for your stuff, and to have anyone just ruin your reputation like that. Just that, like, nothing bad has happened, thankfully. But like, I guess that's bad advice. I've heard that from some people and I'm thinking, really? Would you actually like
in
apply
reality,
that in your real life, like in your own life? That's a piece of bad advice, I guess.
That is really good bad advice because I agree.
It's really good.
I mean, it's bad advice because I agree. But like, no, I agree with you. I do not believe all press is good, especially in this social media age. Like,
No,
it is not.
It is really,
It's next level now. Like, there were paparazzi days where you had to be important enough to land in a paper and to get bad press, and then the news cycle moves on. Like, social media.
You can get cancelled like that.
The cancelling is so swift. And No, the internet's too rough. rough and ready, so.
Yeah, I'm not built for that, man. No, like, obviously, you get like these comments sometimes and you like ignore it, but like, nah, none of that bad press stuff. I can't deal with that.
Fair enough. I have really enjoyed speaking with you. You've just been such a delight. You've just been smiling the whole time.
Oh,
and that makes
you
these so much easier to do.
Oh, appreciate it.
So thank you so much. Wow, what an inspiring journey Lirian Santos has been on so far. From uncertainties around her career path to becoming a leading force in women's football entertainment, her story is a lesson in following your passion and finding a niche. You can see her content on Instagram at Lirian Santos, and that's a double S at the end of Santos, and on TikTok at Lirian Santos, also double S with an underscore. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Wannabe. If Lirian's story resonated with you, please do consider sharing this podcast with others. Let's spread the word about the empowering journeys of trailblazers like Lirian. Keep up with the latest from Wannabe by following us on your favorite podcast player and Instagram at ContentIsQueenHQ. Until next time, bye. This is a Content is Queen production, hosted and produced by myself, Imriel Morgan, editing by Joseph Perry, sound design by Amber Miller, and the production assistant was Shirai White.